I'm Tyrese Maxey, and you're listening to the 76ers Insiders Podcast.
This podcast is part of the 76ers Podcast Network, presented by Stern & Cohen Law.
Search 76ers Insiders wherever you get your podcasts. Suffering an injury at work can cause physical pain, but also great uncertainty about your rights. You need to retain a workers' compensation law firm that is a winner like our Sixers. A firm that gets some of the best settlements, but is also willing to go toe-to-toe with the insurance company. No settling on the cheap. This is Philly. We have grit and fight in us. Call the workers' compensation law firm of Stern and Cohen or visit their site sterncohenlaw.com. The consultation is free. Stern and Cohen are the official partners of the 76ers. They'll go ring the insurance company's bell. Sixers in 60, the 76ers Insiders podcast live from the center in Philadelphia. Matt Murphy, joined now by Lauren Rosen, speaking ahead of the Sixers-Thunder game. And Lauren, what is going on the court right now as we speak?
I was going to say, Matt, I think we got to set the scene a little bit visually.
Call some play-by-play.
Joel Embiid getting loose, still at the time of this broadcast, questionable tonight versus Oklahoma City, but it would be his first game since January 30th when he had that left knee meniscus surgery, shortly after, January 30th. But a lot of people in this building and in and around Philadelphia hungry to see this return. Campaign this morning talking about how hungry the team is to see this return. Matt, I know you and I are excited to see this return. So whether or not that news drops in the next few minutes, he's well on his way to a return. And the sight we're seeing right now is just such a welcome one to anyone that's loved Joel, loved the Sixers, or loved the game of basketball.
He was just taking some straightaway three-pointers. Now stretching out at midcourt. When he came out, you might have still been back of house, but he was getting some MVP chants from the fans as they file in. At that point, it was still 45, 50 minutes, still up on the warm-up clock here in Philly. But just a jolt of energy surrounding a team that has been without the MVP for 2 months now. 2 months, and it's hard to believe that he was averaging 35.3 points per game, 11.3 rebounds, 5.7 assists, and that he hasn't played with a few of these new Sixers. It's a newish group. Was that one of your takeaways from Coach Nurse pregame?
Yeah, absolutely. And just catching up with some of the guys in the locker room pregame, Buddy Hield, one of those guys among Cam Payne and Kyle Lowry as well, who have not played with Joel in competitive action thus far. Again, the trade deadline, Kyle Lowry coming in as a buyout guy. None of them were on the team when Joel played his last minutes in January. Buddy said he's excited to get those reps. I think a lot of Sixers fans and 76ers alike are sort of salivating at the idea of a Joel Embiid Buddy Hield pairing. Similarly with Kyle Lowry, Joel sort of has this illustrious history of building chemistry with guards. Of course, Kyle and Buddy have two totally separate games, but when you think back to the players that Joel has played so well with in the past, Seth Curry, J.J. Redick, they have a lot of the characteristics that Buddy Hield has in his game. Buddy might be the best shooter of the three, so really looking forward to seeing exactly how that pairing looks. Nick Nurse talked about it pregame. A huge part of what's going to happen in Joel's first game back, whether it's against the Oklahoma City Thunder or later on in the games ahead, one of the biggest things this team needs to do is learn to play with him, because they've learned a lot over the last 2 months. Nick Nurse notably talked about the defense and all the improvements they've made on that end in the absence of Joel, but now learning to play with the MVP, learning to play with someone that contributes 35 points a night. They've missed those 35 points. You and I talk
it's
about
so
it a lot.
It's so many points.
It's so many points. Tyrese Maxey said it post-game. Where were we?
Highest scoring duo, and they've been without it for most of the season.
And it's interesting. I know that this sounds like I'm oversimplifying the game, and some people aren't going to love this take, Matt, but the way that I've conceptualized it throughout this last couple of months without Joel, 35 points is a ton of points, and any time they lost by fewer than 35 points, they did a pretty good job at what they needed to do, right? So when you're losing games against good teams by two, by three, by four, as this Sixers team has done, they've covered for 30 or so of Joel's points. Now to get even part of those back as Joel continues to ramp up is going to be just massive for this team that has made a lot of progress in his absence.
With some of the new players, what's the first thing that they've told you and me in recent weeks about Joel Embiid returning to the practice floor, it's about the double teams, right?
Mm-hmm. And the amount of space that a guy like Tyrese Maxey, who has been ruled out, he's dealing with a hip situation over these last couple of games. Tyrese will not play against the Oklahoma City Thunder, as I know you already mentioned, but even thinking about the way that Tyrese is going to be freed up, he's been dealing with doubles. He's been blitzed constantly over these last couple of weeks. Watching the two of them together in the early practice reps that Joel has had, Tyrese is so happy to just have some space. He's so used to seeing at least one, if not two, bodies, and now sometimes he's not going to see any because they're all worried about Joel Embiid, right? So Tyrese is going to get a ton of space. Buddy Hield's going to get a ton of space. Kyle Lowry's going to get a ton of space. Tobias Harris, anyone that shares the court with Joel that's been out there over these last couple of months being defended hard by good defenses, they're going to have simply fewer people on their bodies at all times when Joel is on the floor. It's just such a luxury to have. We can't understate it. I feel like I'm oversimplifying, but no. When someone is that good and calls that much attention to himself, it is pretty simple.
Again, we are overlooking the home court watching Joel Embiid go through his pregame warm-up against the Oklahoma City Thunder. He has played 34 games this year. The first game the Sixers played without him was that Tyrese Maxey 51-point game on February 1st, the first game they played without him because of the meniscus injury this season. He had missed a handful of games before that, but the team has been grinding ever since. Matt Murphy and Sixers team reporter Lauren Rosen with you here on Sixers in 60. I think back to the Clippers road game, which was one of the impressive victories in Embiid's absence, and there was a question asked of Tyrese Maxey about consecutive three-pointers during a winning time run and sequence, and he said, well, I had one guy on me, so when that happens without Embiid, I'm going to shoot it. And that has been rare without Joel Embiid, who just flung a shot over his head from midcourt and sprinted into the locker room to an applause. He missed the shot. It hit the top of the backboard, but there was a high degree of difficulty on it from midcourt. So the energy is building before this game against the Thunder. And Lauren, the Sixers were just on a well, they've been away from home for a lot of March. How was it to have Joel Embiid join the group on the most recent road trip?
Oh, I mean, it adds just, first of all, a ton of energy. It gives the guys hope that the light at the end of the tunnel has been turned on. Having Joel among them, having the MVP among you, it gives a gravity to any room that you're in, any bus that you're on, any plane that you're on. His presence is so notable, right? And that's before he's even played a minute. So great to see him join the team again, for those that don't know, in Cleveland and Toronto, the most recent road trip that the Sixers had. He did not play, but he was able to practice. He was able to get in those much-needed five-on-five reps that were a part of the progression back to playing in a competitive situation. So great to have him back, and the guys are energized by it. We've heard it all week long. It's just it's an anxious anticipation, to use the words of campaign, to get this all-time great player back in the fold.
You know who's back?
Talk
I said
to
this
him.
Is Sixers in 60, and this is great timing for the starting lineup for the Sixers to drop against the Oklahoma City Thunder. It's Cameron Payne, Kyle Lowry, Tobias Harris, Kelly Oubre Jr., and Joel the Process Embiid is available and starting. His first game in more than 2 months comes against the Oklahoma City Thunder. There it is, the big news that everyone had been waiting for.
Absolutely massive stuff. You just love to see it. Joel Embiid, the leading scorer in the NBA over these last couple of years. He and Tyrese Maxey were the leading scoring duo. This year, as recently as January 30th, when Joel last played, and if you're just catching up, you heard Matt say it now, Tyrese Maxey out versus the Oklahoma City Thunder, but Joel Embiid back in. So you'll have to wait for the reunion of your favorite duo, if you're a Sixers fan. But Tyrese and Joel chopping it up in the locker room before this one. They've been each other's biggest supporters, really, over these last few years. It's been such a pleasure to watch them grow together. But Matt, I mean, listen, I know some people are going to listen to this tomorrow on the 76ers Insiders podcast, and they will know what happened tonight. But I, at this point, am just so excited to see Joel back, to see him healthy. This is someone, Matt, we almost don't talk about it enough, who's really been through so much throughout the course of his career, culminating, of course, in his first MVP this season, hopefully culminating in what could be his first healthy playoff run as well. So really looking forward to seeing what these next couple weeks and months have to offer for the process.
I'm just thinking about the 5.7 assists per game and the fact that he did that without the three new players in Payne, Hield, and Lowry, who were all big parts of the team making a franchise record 24 three-pointers without the attention that Joel Embiid commands in the most recent game, as we currently give our instant reaction to the Joel Embiid return.
101-99. Lowry across midcourt. Hands off to Oubre. They're going to play middle pick and roll with Embiid. Oubre bounces to Joel. Joel from 14 straight away. Bucket, it's good. Tie game. 101-101. Josh Giddey guarded by Embiid. And Embiid stole the ball. He drives. Holmgren's back there. Embiid goes up. Collision. Foul. Blocking call. Joel Embiid stole the ball and drove three quarters the length of the court and then collides with Chet Holmgren. And a blocking call on Holmgren. And we're joined by Cameron Payne. Cam, we're not as close as we were the other game, but
I see.
What a game, huh? Unbelievable. Kelly Oubre and Joel help you guys to victory lane, but just your experience playing for the first time with Joel and watching his presence and how he helped your team with everybody else get you into the win column.
Man, MVP, that's what they call him. He make the game easy for us. We can throw it into him. They gonna double. He generates open shots for us. What do you have, 8 assists?
Seven assists? Yeah.
Man, that's another point guard on the floor. That's a big time help. He does an amazing job getting everybody involved, but he also does his thing too. That's a big time first game back for us.
For sure. I mean, it was amazing, really, to watch how well he played. And he played almost 30 minutes. And you've been out there with a player like Joel, and that is, when you're driving, all of a sudden, what might be like a 6-foot runner, and you're like, "Whoa, wait a minute, big guy lurking." That happened a lot for them. You see where they turn the corner, like.
Uh-huh.
Tell us a little bit about that when you see a player like Embiid defending in the middle.
Nah, it's huge for us. We get beat off the drive. That's something that, I mean, Mo Bamba been there, but man, when people see Embiid, they might not take their layup. They may keep dribbling, gnashing it. It definitely helps our defense out with his presence down there. It's big time.
And the end of the game, crowd on its feet, one possession game. It was what you compete for, right? It was like a playoff game out here tonight, wasn't it?
Absolutely, man. Definitely had playoff vibes. But, hey, I feel like it's going to be like that every time you see 21 out there. Yep. So, man, hopefully he stays healthy and hopefully we can keep him out there on the floor.
Cam, thanks. Congrats.
Thank you, man. Appreciate it.
Cameron Payne, he had 10 points and 10 assists. No, 10 rebounds and 5 assists.
Matt Murphy with Tom McGinnis. The Sixers win in Embiid's return. He gets 24 points, 6 rebounds, 7 assists, made all 12 of his free throws, and some clutch ones down the stretch in the 4-point victory. And Tom, win aside, Embiid's return, how do you think it went?
It went great. He was amazing. You know, I think there was maybe a couple of rusty spots, as you could imagine. No doubt he was, you know, kind of at times gasping for breath, but there's no way to mimic the intensity of playing 29 minutes in an NBA game with the physicality, how much he gets pressured and doubled. You know, no matter how much he worked over the last few weeks to get here, right? I mean, he was just amazing. And to make all the foul shots with the game on the line, to go 12 for 12, just incredible, like, in that sense. And guess what? He's going to be ramping up during these games and getting better. Now, who knows what the plan is? You know, like, would he play back-to-back? Probably not over the weekend. And will he play in the next game? It's Thursday. I don't know that. They haven't made that known, understandably so. But the point is, he's going to get, you know, some of these games under his belt before the end of the regular season. And obviously you get Maxey back and, you know, it's going to take some time, but it's a whole new ball game. I mean, it goes like the coach, like Coach said, we're not going from 0 to 100 in terms of, he was asking how much Joel was going to play. And like the Sixers' chances don't go from 0 to 100. But they go from, you know, 0 to 50. It looked like 0 to 60 tonight, you know.
Yeah.
Just kind of making it up as we go along. But, oh, my gosh, like, it just, you look at how it went and, you know, the defense and just, you know, obviously. So it's going to be a work in progress here. But, yeah, I mean, like, you know, we've seen teams, i.e. Miami last year, go from 8 to, you know, the conference championship. So we'll see, but it definitely changes the dynamic, and hope is alive, right?
109-105, Sixers beat the Thunder. Hope is absolutely alive. Embiid comes back for the Sixers. Shai Gilgeous-Alexander and Jalen Williams did not play for them, but Tyrese Maxey did not play for the Sixers. Embiid did. It is April 2nd. He did not play a game in February or March, which is a remarkable way to return tonight. The crowd was into it from the jump, and then Kelly Oubre Jr. really energized them in the fourth quarter. I mentioned no Maxey. How have you seen just the adaptability of Kelly Oubre Jr. to take on different roles this year? He scores 17 of his game-high 25 in the fourth quarter.
Yeah, for sure. And, you know, you heard what Coach said. Like, this is what I love about Nick Nurse, too. Like, he all of a sudden, he started having Oubre come off the DHO with Joel. They were playing the pick and roll in the middle because, as he said, you know, Oubre can turn the corner. And the more actions you have, the more playmakers you have. And with Embiid, you've got a guy who can do it, like they were asking about Buddy Hield. And obviously you're going to watch Kyle and Maxey and Like that, you know, it's especially with Maxey and tonight Oubre is an opposing team defensively. Who are you going to guard? What, you're going to get the guy coming off and leave Embiid a little bit, you know. So that's where you put the pressure on the defense. And Oubre, like Coach said, he kind of just rose up and started banging in threes. And, you know, some of them were well guarded. The one was for sure really contested. And, you know, he's been, again, great start, almost like he had a chip on his shoulder in that he was signed just 2 weeks before the season. And then he gets hurt and he has a little bit of a dip. And then, you know, maybe not the best in the weeks thereafter. But, boy, he's come back and he's been a pivotal player. And guess what? If the Sixers' postseason hopes are, as we say, you know, hope is alive, exciting, whatever, he's going to play a big part because he's been a terrific player for the Sixers, and not just offensively, but, you know, he's been a better rebounder than you would have expected. He's been tonight. He was, if Shai would have played, I think Kelly Oubre was going to be assigned that matchup. So, yeah, the game lost a little bit of luster with those two guys not playing with Tyrese out, but obviously Joel coming in. And, I mean, you felt it, Matt. It was an atmosphere here prior to the game when he came out. I don't know. I gave you that little note.
It was Willis Reed-esque.
Now, granted, that was a championship game where a championship was won, but he literally came down the hallway. They showed him on the Jumbotron, and it was like a conquering hero returning to the field of battle, and he came out here, and the crowd really loved it. It was. It was a cool moment.
And Embiid's record is good with the Sixers this year, so a lot of his teammates have good records when they're in the lineup with him. But Oubre and Embiid had some overlapping time out, so them together, they're 22-5 with Oubre and Embiid in the lineup together this season. And the Sixers beat the Thunder tonight. What a game 76 it was for the 76ers to beat Oklahoma City 109-105. There are six games left in the regular season for this group to gel together with Joel Embiid, and it starts again Thursday night against Miami.
Well, and the only thing I'll say, you know, like, to me, in a way, you wanted to get to that Miami game where, and it could, look, it's a game. It's the potential of even in the series, and there's still going to be, what, five or six games after that.
Five more after that.
Yeah, five more after. So it still could change. But, it, you know, again, it's, and then Indiana's slipping a little bit. But standings, you know, not, you know, the absolute focal point. You want to prove that you can beat Miami. You want to go down there and prove you can beat them in their arena, which has always been tough, right?
And if so, you did that, you would be the 7th seed if it was the play-in situation. And the Milwaukee Bucks, the 2 seed, just lost to the Wizards tonight. Just throwing that out there. Anything can happen in one game.
Right. But you wouldn't be the 7th seed now because we're down a game and a half, right?
Well, if you played the 7th seed Miami and beat them at their place, you'd be the 7 in the playoffs. You just have to beat them once for the 7th seed. So they would enter the playoffs as the 7 if they beat them in the play-in tournament.
Oh, right.
Game.
I see what
yep,
you're
yep,
right,
yep,
right.
Yep.
I was talking about
Thursday. I got way ahead of myself. We got
sure.
Time.
But that's what I mean. Like, that head-to-head competition, and I think it matters. Like, I think Miami could come. They could come in here and win. It's not, but that would be, obviously, it's an important game, period. But I think, to me, because you didn't play that well on Christmas, Joel didn't play, Maxey really struggled down there in that game. So, either way, I mean, Miami's still a factor no matter their 7th, 8th, whatever. That's going to be an interesting game. I know Coach loves going down there. He's talked about the battles, you know, that he's had over the years with Spoelstra in the Heat, so it should be exciting, that's for sure.
We will be locked in. Tom McGinnis, thank you so much.
All right, Murph, good night.
Sixers beat the Thunder 109-105. Oubre with 25, Embiid with 24 in a 4-point Sixers win over the now 52-23 OKC Thunder. The Sixers beat them both times this year, and the Sixers are 41-35.